All right, welcome back to Marshfield 426. This is the independent that we dialed from before. To the northeast is Cabot 563, also the same independent company, which is Continental. To the southwest is Plainfield 454, where we just were. Now from here, calling Plainfield 454, the initial 4 absorbs repeatedly and doesn't have to be dialed.
4.
The next digit, 5, absorbs once and does have to be dialed.
5.
But to save time, you could dial a 3 instead. And the third digit of the office code, 4, is what actually connects to Plainfield.
4.
And here we are in Plainfield. The other office code in the Plainfield building, 456 for East Callis, is a long distance call from here, Marshfield. From Plainfield itself, we found there was a valid 8900 group, didn't know whether it was 454 or 456. But here on the ground, I seem to have figured out that the 8900 group belongs to 456, and therefore it's not going to work from here.
Okay, I'm going to dial one of the connector groups that is in 456. Usually there's no difference, but here I shouldn't be able to reach the 456 ones. 8-9.
Sorry, you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number or try your call again. This is a recording at Plainfield and East Callis, Vermont. We are sorry, you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
From Plainfield, there was a connector switch on 8-9. From here, there isn't. We can infer, therefore, that the 8900 group belongs to East Callis 456. We will see how many hundred groups belong to East Callis versus Plainfield. It'll be interesting to know that statistic. I should mention that in the last program, I said that the Plainfield office as a whole has the capacity for 1100 lines. I should have said 1100 numbers, not 1100 lines. Because in Plainfield, there can be up to 4 people sharing the same line, and each one has their distinct telephone number. Party line customers in North America always have a distinct telephone number for each person, even when they're sharing the line with many others. However, that is only true for dial telephones. In the days of manual service, the Bell system, at least, had party line letters, like Lindbrook 38669J. That was my parents' number in 1948. From here, Marshfield, I went through the incoming switching train of the Plainfield office, and there weren't many surprises until I got to the 7000 group. Let's save that one for last. On the following calls, I'm dialing 3-4 in order to get into Plainfield. That's just the fastest way to connect. And let's see what every digit does.
3-4 is the way to cut into 454 the fastest way. 3-4-1.
We are sorry.
3-4-2.
Three is blocked, that is, you're getting a reorder tone from the 11th terminal on the level instead of an intercept recording, and the reason is that the 3 level is in use. That is where the 454-8300 group connectors are located. A 3 dialed as the first digit on an incoming call to Plainfield is always a mistake, so they block it. If they allowed it, you could get lines ringing prematurely before the customer had even dialed 7 digits, and it would be a wrong number anyway.
3-4-4. Four. for some dumb reason, the 4 is absorbed repeatedly. So I'll dial 5 now. Okay, both 3 and 5 are one of those connectors that are on the first selector in the 8,000 group, I believe.
5 is blocked for the same reason as is 3. It's the 454-8500 group. As for what's on the 4 level, it is probably the 454-8400 group, which if you dial the 8 will cut in, but it absorbs repeatedly, probably because they were thinking that there was some office that is going to come into Plainfield before the entire office code was dialed. In other words, they're thinking somebody's going to be dialing 4-5, and they'll come into Plainfield and they've got to absorb the 4. That's certainly not the case from here, Marshfield. It's definitely not the case from Barrie. Maybe from Montpelier, but I doubt it. So it's probably just a mistake. But it mostly doesn't hurt.
3-4. 6.
We're sorry.
6, not surprisingly, is vacant because there is no 8600 group in Plainfield. There couldn't be, because the Marshfield trunks are currently on the 6 level, and that precludes there being an 8600 group, at least until they rearrange the whole office. Let's skip now to 8.
Okay, 3-4-8. Okay, it was absorbed. 8.
Your call again. This is a recording at Plainfield and East Gallis, Vermont.
From Plainfield, we did get an 8800 group, but we get a vacant level from here. Therefore, the 8800 group belongs to East Gallis 456.
Okay, 349. Absorb.
The 9 is absorbed so they can officially assign coin phones to the 9000 group without actually building a 9000 group. It just doubles the 8000s, so that's why 9 absorbs. And as we saw earlier, 9 again is going to go to the vacant level recording because the 8900 group belongs to East Gallis.
9.
No longer.
Yeah, we already saw that this can't be reached because it's 456. Okay, 340.
I still need to check 8-3, 8-4, and 8-5. They will probably all be connector groups.
3-4, 8-3.
Oh, hang on a second. That was 8-3-9-9 that I dialed, and I got a busy signal. I was thinking that the 8300 group, because of the noise we heard calling Goddard College. Yeah, that sounded like a level hunt connector from number one step to me. But the busy test on 99 indicates it's not a level hunt, it's just a rotary connector group. So Goddard has a maximum of 10 lines. It's 8311, 12, 13, 14, all the way up to 10, if they have 10. They do not have more than 10 on their main number. We know that now because the busy test is on 99, and level hunt connectors don't do that. I'll tell you why I thought that it was a level hunt connector. It's because I'm used to hearing things like this in number one step. That's from a number one step level hunt connector group, and it sounds like it's got two actual sets of clicks that indicate hunting.
Good afternoon, LeBart Chevrolet.
Now, on this one call to Goddard, that also sounds like two sets of steppings going on. And that's why I thought this might be a level hunt group, but it's not because there's a busy on 99. Okay, the only question I have left is there an 8400 group? We can't tell because they absorbed the digit 4 on the incoming selector for no good reason. So let's see if 8-4 goes somewhere real.
3-4-8-4.
So yes, the 8400 group belongs to 454, and I already know there's an 8500 group because it was blocked when we tried getting in there without the 8. So 8599... Okay, so on Plainfield's first incoming selector, the only surprise was that they needlessly absorb the 4 repeatedly. Everything else is completely sensible. We have 83, 84, and 85 belonging to Plainfield, 454. We have 88 and 89 belonging to East Callis, 456. And this is where the reasonable stuff comes to an end, because as soon as I go to the 7000 group, I immediately run into some trouble.
347. That went that supervised, 347.
What the hell? As soon as I dialed 7, the trunk went off hook as if someone had answered. And of course, since I'm calling from a post-pay coin phone, my mouthpiece now doesn't work because it's asking me to put in a dime to talk to this non-existent person. This phone also disables the dial when the polarity reverses. I don't see any reason why they should do that, but it does. However, I can still use my hook switch to reset the trunk, and then when I do that, it'll go back on hook. When I do this flash, you can tell that it went back to normal polarity because suddenly the mouthpiece works again and the background noise returns.
We're sorry.
Okay, so once it goes off hook like that, you can reset the trunk, you go back to the first selector. I flashed a 1, started to go into vacant level. So now, if they're going to give me a reversed polarity trunk between the incoming selector and the 7000 group, well, that's a nuisance for me when I'm trying to preserve the sound of the office, but it enables free calls to the 7000 group, because once the polarity is reversed, that means that if we actually get someone's phone to ring and they answer, the polarity will return to normal. And at that point, I'll be able to talk to them without depositing a dime. So, thank you for the trouble. I didn't really want to do this, but I might as well demonstrate the concept. So, we'll go into Plainfield, dial 7. At that point, it goes off hook. Then I'll flash 111. That will get 454-7111 ringing. When they answer, I'll just pretend I have a wrong number.
Hello, is this 454-7112?
No, this is 454-7111.
Oh, I'm sorry, I've got a wrong number. Sorry to have disturbed you.
Okay.
How do you like that? The polarity's reversed. You can't use your dial because of the phone, but the polarity's backwards until they answer, then it goes forwards again on the 7 trunk. That's, disgusting. Also learned that I can reach ringback in 454 by dialing 3475, except I can't dial the 5 with my dial because it reverses. You heard me dialing 347511, and the first one did nothing, and the second one made the ringback sound, so we're getting into the ringback circuit. I'll try, hanging up. Maybe I can busy out that reverse trunk. Seven. Oh, it worked. It worked. I busied it out. I busied out the bad trunk using the ring back. What a way to do it.
Yeah, that's really funny. They had a reversed polarity trunk, so I dialed 3-4 to go into Plainfield, then 7. That's when it went off hook because we got that backward trunk. I then flashed a 5 because I couldn't use my dial with the polarity backwards. That went into the ring back. Then I flash a 1, and at that point hang up. What that does is it sets the ring back up to apply rings for several minutes and then finally time out. While it's doing that, it holds up the entirety of the linkage within Plainfield. That causes the bad trunk to be marked busy, so we can't get it until ringback is done with it. So now, every time I get the backward trunk, I flash a 5 to go into ringback, flash 1 to tell it to ring, hang up and call back, and I won't get the backward trunk for the next 2 or 3 minutes. That's kind of a ridiculous workaround, but I guess given today's software glitches, it's pretty tame.
347-299.
Oh, 7-2 is not a connector group that's vacant from no matter where you are, because that's where the 472 trunks are. From, 456, okay, 3473.
Now hang on a second, I dialed 7-6 into Plainfield. Where's the recording? 7-6 has to be vacant because the trunks for Barry's Granite 6 exchange are on 7-6 from the originating switching train. That means there can't be a 7-600 group, so we should be hearing the vacant level recording from Plainfield right now. We get it on 7-2, why not now? This is weird. Okay, I'll dial a 1.
If you need assistance, please dial your information operator. This is a recording of Barry in Washington, Vermont.
Oh, I don't believe it.
The number you've dialed is not a working number. If you need assistance, please dial your information operator. This is a recording of Barry in Washington, Vermont.
I got into 476 that way. Let me try that again. I'll dial a 7-digit intercept number.
The number you've dialed...
Six. 3199. Sitting there on the incoming selector. That's highly unusual.
Barry is a long distance call from here, Marshfield, but they've left it open so you can hop through Plainfield and go there locally. No long distance charge. Let's actually get a Barry number ringing to make a long distance call through the local network.
Okay, this time. junk that works.
Hello, Granite 9, as a free local call, 10 cents from coin. Oh, wait a minute, it's not 10 cents from here, because all I have to do is get the backward trunk, and if I can flash the last 5 digits of the number, I won't even have to pay the dime at the payphone. Thank you, New England Telephone. Okay, there's one more Plainfield thing to check, and that is the 70. What a mess. To sum up what we found in Plainfield, the 8000 group is arranged very sanely. You have 8384 and 85 belonging to the Plainfield 454 exchange, while 88 and 89 belong to East Callis 456. Then when we got into the 7s, we immediately hit a telephone trouble that made it impossible to dial any of the numbers that begin with 454 or 7, unless you know how to flash the number yourself, or alternatively, flash into the ringback circuit and motivate it to busy out the troubled trunk for a few minutes so that you can just friggin' dial the number straight out. And just when I thought things were getting back to normal, it turns out that 76 actually goes through to Granite 6 in Barrie, which is a long-distance call, as does 79 for Granite 9. Now, for what it's worth, all of the working 100 groups in the 7000 group are reachable from here, Marshfield. And were it not for this other crazy stuff, I would think that that means that they all belong to 454. But having seen that they didn't consider it especially important to prevent long-distance calls hopping from Marshfield to Barrie via Plainfield, hello, I have little confidence that they screened out all of the East Callis 100 groups, if there are any, in the 7000 group. So, if we were to take them at what they're allowing, we would say that 900 of the numbers in Plainfield belong to Plainfield 454, and only 200 belong to East Callis. But, well, they didn't do a very good job screening Barrie, so maybe some of those 7s also belong to East Callis. I wouldn't be sure either way. Now, the other local office here, of course, is Cabot 563, part of the same continental enclave, which, by the way, extends a good ways southeast from here. It goes all the way to the New Hampshire border and includes several offices that border but don't have local calling between them. For example, if you keep going in that southeasterly direction, you'll run into an office known as Peacham 592. It borders on Cabot, but there's no local calling, and frankly, there's no direct road from Cabot to Peacham, except some dirt road over a hill. So it may have been right not to make local calling, even though the two zones border and are the same company. Anyway, from here, Marshfield, Cabot, which does border this office, is a local call, and the way it goes through is when you dial a 5 here, that absorbs once, which is necessary so that the 6 of Cabot's 563 office code will cut in to the Cabot trunk. When I dial 56, you can hear that we've gone somewhere and it's a hummy wire trunk. The third digit of the office code, 3, is absorbed repeatedly. Here's 56323-something-something, dialed with the 3 repeated a few extra times. Then when we dial the 2, that unlocks the switch in Cabot, and then the 3 goes into the connector group. Then the last two digits get the line ringing.
5, 6, 3, 3, 3, 2, 3. 5.
I need to point out something we hear constantly in Cabot, at least post-1974 we hear this, and it's a series of tones that cycle over and over, having to do with the ringing machine. On this next call, I deliberately dialed into a connector group and just sat there to record those tones. Cabot, in 1975, was the first place I ever heard that, and a switchman working in Cabot did give me a partial explanation as to what those tones are. The only other place where I noticed them that I can think of was in Sanford, North Carolina, in March 1977, and you can hear that in the March 1977 Carolinas phone trip. Here's an excerpt. It's the same tones, although the lowest one from Cabot doesn't come through in Sanford, and they've also got them in the wrong order. Well, assuming they ought to go from lowest to highest, Cabot has them in the right order. Sanford has them flipped. I'm sure it works just as well, but I couldn't help but notice. Anyway, I did check the Cabot incoming switching train. It's a very simple office. They have a maximum of 500 numbers. It's 563-22-23-24-25 or 27, and that's it. There can't be a 26 because on the originating side, 26 would go to Marshfield, where we're calling from right now.
Now the 563 incoming selector, which I'll reach by dialing 36. It's faster.
At the end there, I reset the trunk by simply not hanging up long enough. I could have dialed another last four digits. In Cabot, all the numbers are in the 2000 group, and for that reason, the 2 dialed initially coming into Cabot just absorbs once and then the next digit goes to the connector switch. So if you're calling something in the 563-2400 group, the 2 absorbs, 4 goes into that connector switch and you dial the last two digits. Dialing the 4 without the 2 first is always a mistake, and so normally they would do this. But for some reason, they don't block it when they should. Here's coming into Cabot, dialing a 4, finding that I'm already in the 2400 group even though I didn't dial the 2, and then dialing 99 to get the supervision test. Here I'm going to check the 5 level, which also goes right into the 2500 group, without blocking as it really ought to. So I'll dial 99, get the supervision test, and then reset the trunk by flashing.
365.
that's a vacant level, the operator's just slow to answer. Now 7 is probably going to go right into the 563-2700 group, without blocking when it should. So I'll dial 99 and get the soup test again.
567.
On that last call, we saw the first 8 absorbing once. That's because they're thinking about putting the coin phones, or I should say, the coin phone, singular, in the 8000 group. But they're not doing it. The one and only coin phone in Cavite is 563-2753 as of summer 1975. So they think about it, but they don't do it. In Cavite, 9 is just plain vacant. They're not even thinking about using it for coin phones, but they should. It's a much better choice, and there's no reason not to do it. So Cavite has made a few trivial errors. 1 is absorbed once for no reason. It's really just a vacant level. 4, 5, and 7 aren't blocked when they should be. And that's pretty much it. 9 is vacant, 0 is vacant, 1 is vacant once you get past the unnecessary absorbing. Now, in spite of the fact that they failed to properly block the 4, 5, and 7 levels, I was nonetheless able to get the reorder tone from Cavite on tape as dialed from Marshfield, and here's how that was done.
Here's what happens when you hang up on the operator and call back on a 563 vacant level, dialing 3611 twice.
So if the operator doesn't pull her cord, it holds the intercept trunk busy. That thing is so weird sounding, I wasn't even sure the operator could affect it with all this kind of stuff going on. I mean, seriously, but it does work the same as here in Marshfield. But what it doesn't do is go to the operator without telling her it's an intercept call. We heard all that in Program 1. So the next stop is Cavite, which I have limited recordings of because for most of the time in the 70s, there was one of those shiny silver independent payphones in a nice phone booth with an earpiece that didn't make it possible for me to record with my pickup coil. But at the last minute, namely 1978, another payphone appeared that enabled me to record something really remarkable. It has to do with hopping across local offices to make a long-distance call for free. I will get to that somewhere in the next program.